This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to your Buckeye Talk headlines for Friday, July 2nd. I'm Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Here's what you can do. It's almost getting to be that time. We're like 3 weeks out from Big Ten Media Day. So if you're not a tech subscriber right now, start thinking about it. You get a 14-day free trial, and it's $4 a month. And I get it. You know, we've lost some people during the summer. I get it. We'd love to keep you year-round. But we're down, you know, from the national championship game. That's normal. But we'd love to get you back. And if you want to do it like right now, as you listen to this, awesome. If you want to wait a little bit, we get it. But like, you know, preseason camp's going to be around the corner in like a month. And we're going to be at Big Ten Media Days in 3 weeks. And we're going to be, you know, texting and sending a lot of good information to you. And we just would love to either have you back or have you try it out. So you send a text to 614-350-3315. You get a 14-day free trial. And then when you get like texts right in your phone. So we're going to try to do some cool stuff here in July before we get down to, you know, back to football. But, you know, I just think for those of you who listen and have never tried it, I really do think it's worth at least trying. And I know there's some of you who have tried it and then said, not for me. That's fine. Totally get it. But I'd try it because it's hard to explain until you, like, get it. And then it's like, hey, this is my friend Doug in my phone. Maybe I'm not your friend, but your acquaintance. It's that my loud acquaintance Doug in my phone. For 14 days for free, and then $1 a week after that. I don't know. $1 a week, am I worth $1 a week? No, but if you throw in Nathan and Steven, then combined, probably we are. All right, just tried to give you the hard sell for a little bit. Usually the soft sell on the pod. Softer, constant, but softer. This one harder, 614-350. Now, don't sing it, because it'll just confuse people. 614-350-3315. Readcleveland.com/BuckeyeTalk. Drop a review, and let's get to headlines. A new world for college sports emerged on Thursday, July 1st. Name, image, and likeness now allowed, and everybody jumped into the pool. Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. If you just were following social media, there were athletes signing deals with companies. Listen, nobody dropped into a Nike deal on Thursday, but there were some athletes around the country who signed kind of like local deals, and there were a lot of people, a lot of athletes doing like quick little social media stuff where a lot of these athletes are going to be more like they're going to be social media influencers rather than showing up on your TV, you know, doing a commercial for Chevrolet. They're just going to do stuff on their social media platforms that exist. They can be on Cameo and like do personalized videos. We saw Seven Banks from Ohio State was offering that for $30. They can set up autograph signings, which is something Ohio State athletes, when they graduate, have been doing for years. They can do that now. And they've been doing a lot of these smaller things. Nicholas Petit-Frere had a deal. He's from Tampa. He had a deal with the Tampa company. Some of the Ohio State athletes had more deals, and a lot of them were just doing sort of like some of these companies just got a bunch of athletes and said, hey, like we'll give anybody a little bit of money to promote stuff on social media. So that started on Thursday. People were very interested in it Thursday. I think we'll get a little less interested in like the ins and outs of who signed with what, who's promoting what. They could make money. Awesome. Great. Rake in as much cash as you can, every single, quote, amateur athlete in the country. But, you know, at some point, we're not going to follow every little time you sign a deal with somebody. So good luck. The new world is here. And if you have social media, you and follow any college athletes or Ohio State Buckeyes, you are very aware of that. Because on Thursday, everything changed. I'm Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Make sure you listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Ohio State with a big recruiting move this week. Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. It wasn't me. It was Terrence Brooks of Texas, number 58 overall player in the class of 2022. According to the 247 Sports Rankings, fourth cornerback commit in the class of 2022. And again, like, Ohio State had a little bit of a dip in their defensive back recruiting for a while, but, like, you know, the dip is gone. They added a bunch of guys last year and once again added a bunch of guys this year. Brooks happened very quickly. Visit, offer, commit, like, all within a couple weeks. He's run a sub 11.300 meter dash in track. He's a fast guy. He's basically, I don't know, he's what Ohio State's looking for in defensive backs. And they've had success. They got Jeff Okuda out of Texas in the class of 2017, turned into an unbelievable All-American cornerback for the Buckeyes. And now they've drawn Terrence Brooks from Little Elm, Texas, the latest commit in Ohio State's 2022 recruiting class. To read all about Ohio State recruiting, visit cleveland.com/OSU. And every Thursday, listen to our recruiting podcast on the Buckeye Talk feed. It's Buckeye Football Futures. Got to drop in a little basketball news here for Ohio State fans, because there's a guy who's not coming back. It's Dwayne Washington, Ohio State's leading scorer a year ago, combo guard, decided to go through the NBA draft process. I think a lot of people initially thought he would return to Ohio State for his senior year. He decided not to. He impressed scouts, impressed NBA executives at the workouts, and so he's sticking. Will he get drafted in the two rounds of the NBA draft? I would still guess maybe not at this point. Certainly not a first-round pick, but good luck to Dwayne Washington. But Ohio State, certainly, it hurts their chances for next year. I think a lot of people were viewing the Buckeyes as a top five, top 10 team going into next season with Dwayne Washington coming back with E.J. Liddell and everything else they have back, and guys like Malachi Branham coming into the program, Jamari Wheeler. But to lose Dwayne Washington now, that's a blow. That guy put up a lot of points, had some really big games for them in the Big Ten tournament last year, and so they will miss his scoring. They'll still be good, but this is a blow to Ohio State's basketball chances in the 2021-22 season. Good luck to Dwayne Washington in the NBA draft. I'm Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. That time of year for a couple offseason roster moves. One of them, actually two of them, Jalen Harris and Elijah Gardner. Two veteran receivers who just never found much playing time at Ohio State, no longer listed on the Ohio State roster. And that is a fairly decent assumption that they are no longer on the Ohio State roster. Not a shock, but had not been officially announced really at any point. They just have a spot. They got recruited over. Big-time recruits at receiver. I mean, Chris Olave going nuts, but then Garrett Wilson, Julian Fleming, Jackson Smith, the Jigba, Emeka Egbuka, Marvin Harrison Jr., there just wasn't room for Jalen Harris and Elijah Gardner to get on the field. So Jalen Harris, a big-time recruit from Cleveland. He's a really good high school player. And that was a big deal when Ohio State signed him. Elijah Gardner was more of a reach from Texas, a much lower-rated guy, the lowest-rated receiver as a recruit they've gotten in a long time. But they just needed a receiver late in the recruiting cycle, and they grabbed him. Never worked out for him. That's not as surprising. But they have moved on, and Ohio State is fine. They're fine. They're fine at receiver, but you always have to make note when a couple of longtime Buckeyes are no longer going to be on the team. And again, Jalen Harris and Elijah Gardner, no longer on Ohio State's football roster. For all your football news, be reading cleveland.com/OSU. I know what everybody loves the most is, like, the ins and outs of the political workings of name, image, and likeness. So we'll keep this brief, but the state of Ohio, to make name, image, and likeness work, they did end up doing an executive order before July 1st. Now, the NCAA also came in after the fact and said, like, hey, we're just basically not going to enforce these rules anymore. So every college athlete in every state is now able to profit off their name, image, and likeness because the NCAA said, well, we're not going to punish you. It was never illegal. You just lose your eligibility. And the NCAA bailed on policing it. But to be safe, the state of Ohio, after a snag in trying to get it through the Ohio Senate and the Ohio House, the Senate passed it and then unanimously. And then the House, you thought they were going to pass it unanimously. They didn't. And because they didn't, they couldn't get the emergency authorization to make it happen by July 1st. So Governor Mike DeWine, a couple days before July 1st, this week, he signed an executive order that said, okay, July 1st, it's going to happen. So that made it all good for Ohio athletes. But they're still going to, like, get it through the legislature because executive orders can be repealed, and they don't want it to be repealed. They want it to be a law in Ohio. So, again, I have bored people to death with the political discussions of name, image, and likeness. There is no federal legislation at the moment. But, again, you kind of almost don't need it because the NCAA just said, we don't care anymore. Great job, NCAA. They fought against it tooth and nail for their entire existence, and then once they lost, they bailed. typical NCAA stuff. If you want to read about why the NCAA is messed up, or just read about football and basketball, read about the Buckeyes at cleveland.com/OSU.